Good evening, brethren. I said good evening before I said in Portuguese, boa noite. Pastor, it's a great joy for me. Thank you for allowing me to come and be able to speak tonight. My name is John Alves, missionary with Rock of Ages Ministries. I'm married with Silvana Alves, and I have two children, John Luke and Anna Julia. John Luke is 5 years old, and Anna Julia, she's 7 years old. We are just happy to be serving the Lord. I will give my testimony with the preaching also. So I'll try to do both here to save time. But because this verse of Scripture really started everything in my life. This chapter and this verse, the Lord just used this particular verse to change my life. John chapter 20, just a second here. John chapter 19, verse 29 and 30. If you can read there, please. John chapter 19, verse 29, verse 30. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar, and put it upon hyssop, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Let's pray. Would you mind if I pray in Portuguese? Okay, let's pray. Pai, eu te agradeço pela tua graça, pela tua misericórdia para com as nossas vidas. Eu peço a ti, meu Pai, no nome de Jesus, que o Senhor me use para a tua honra e para a tua glória. Eu peço que teu Espírito Santo esteja tocando em mim, falando através de mim, para o teu povo. Obrigado, Senhor, pela cruz do Calvário. Obrigado pelo teu amor na cruz. Em nome de Jesus, eu oro e agradeço. Amém. It's finished. These two or three little words changed my life. Changed my life. And I will just give you a little bit of my testimony. I was raised in a Catholic home. By the way, Brazil is a Catholic country. So, as a kid, we had idols all over our house. Mom and Daddy would take us to the Catholic church every Sunday. Saturday, we were getting lessons from the priest. So we were raised as a Catholic. But at the same time, going to the Catholic church, confessing our sins to the priest, our home was not a peaceful home. Our home was a broke home. Our home had a lot of fighting between mom and daddy all the time. All the time. Daddy and mom, my daddy was a drunk man. He used to go home drunk, beating me as a kid, beating me, my brother, spanking my mom. That was every day. Sometimes my daddy would take a knife, was going home with a knife in his hands, and try to kill me and to kill my mom and to kill my brother. Our home was a mess. Many times my daddy would come, you know, and just try to put fire in our home to kill everybody. Many times my brother and I, 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, we would go to the police department with my mom to testify to the police what was going on in your house during the night. Never forget one day, mom, my brother and I sleeping outside of our house because we were so fearful of my daddy just trying to kill us there. I was so tired of that situation. In my heart, I was fearful to die anytime. When night was coming, around 6 o'clock p.m., 7 o'clock p.m., I was just, you know, my hands would be sweating because I was afraid to go home and be dead anytime. One day I was so tired of that situation that I went to a place and I prayed, Lord, if you exist, if you are true, I want to have a peaceful home. Please change our house. I got up and I was just despaired. I was going to a place, to another place, just trying to find help to have a different house, a different home. And I remember my mom, she had a big Bible, Catholic Bible, big like that with pictures. And I start to see those pictures. And I saw one picture. I saw Noah picture. I saw the Ark of Noah pictures. I saw David pictures. But when I got to the New Testament and I saw Jesus on the cross, and I stopped in that page, and I looked back and I said, why? I know the priest tried to explain that Jesus died on the cross, but I want to know why he died on the cross. Why Jesus died on the cross and why he gave his ghost and he was not afraid. I am afraid to die. And why Jesus was not afraid to die. And I start to search about that. Why Jesus died on the cross and where the people go when they die. Two questions that I have in mind. Two questions. Because I was feared to die. And why Jesus died on the cross. I start to get other books about witchcraft. Explaining that the people when they die, their soul go to a place and then their soul come back to the earth again. All these lies. I could not find help in those books. One day I was reading one of those books and I was working in an ice cream store selling ice cream. At that exactly time, one friend of mine, Christian, member of a Baptist church there in my city, came to buy ice cream. And I asked him, Daniel, where do people go when they die? And Daniel told me, John, I don't know about you, but I am going to heaven. And I said, probably he knows. Probably he has the answer that I am looking for. I told Daniel, I'm going to visit your church one day. John, next Sunday, why don't you come? I'll be glad to bring you there. I said, okay, then. It was March 19th. 1998, around 7 o'clock p.m., I was waiting He told me, John, the church bus will pick you up at 7 o'clock. I said, church bus? Okay, how much will it cost? How much should I pay? He said, oh, that's free. I said, free? Yes, that's free. Well, okay, I'll be waiting for you. That night, a singer that I liked to hear world sing just had a heart attack. And I just thought, that man just died. Heart attack. I can be dead anytime. I don't have peace in my heart. I must get in that church quickly to find the answer. The bus took me there, 7 p.m. I got in the church, 7:30 p.m. As a teenager boy, 17 years old, I was sat in the gallery. The church was singing, the choir was singing. I just saw a lot of Christians just joying, singing, praising the Lord. But when the man of God stood up to preach, was just trying to pay attention in his accent, an American missionary called Jimmy Rose. He was in this side, right here, green suit, preaching the last words of Jesus on Calvary. It is finished. Jesus died on the cross for you. He paid the price for your sins. I was sat there on the gallery and I just thought, for me, Jesus. You died for me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, I don't deserve. But if you die for me, I come to give my life to you. Brother Jimmy just hugged me, sweating. I remember his fragrance. I still remember his fragrance. 9:10 p.m. around that time. I asked Jesus to be my Savior. And I just knew it's finished. Just finished. Everything finished for me by that time. My sins were forgiven. A new way for me. A new life. It seemed like Jesus was telling me, John, it's finished. Your burden, your suffering, your way to hell, your peace that you do not have if you're going to heaven or hell, it's finished. I paid complete price for you. It seemed like that Jesus was, and it was true, but I'm just telling you what did happen to me in my mind by that time. When I prayed and when I asked Jesus to be my Savior, everything changed and I was a new person. I just get up. Looked like I was flying. No burden. Peace in my heart. New mind, new heart, new fellowship with God. Because all the time we had to go to the priest to confess our sins, Pastor. And when I understood that it was finished and the veil ripped, and I had free access to the throne of grace, when I went home, I told my brother Clayton, everything is wrong. Catholic Church is wrong. Priest is wrong. We can have access to the presence of God. I told my brother Clayton, I don't know how to explain to you, but you can come with me to the church. The preacher will tell you. The preacher will tell you. I was amazed. I spent. I remember that week I spent all night long just enjoying the fellowship with God, praying, praising His name. New mind, new heart. Some friend of mine, the old friends, would come there in my home. Hey, John, let's go to have a good time, nightclub. Let's go. I said, please, I can't. I'm going to the church. I'm going to the service. Do you want to go? Do you want to come with me? Oh, no, John. You are crazy. What is happening to you? It's finished. It's finished. New life. New creature. New heart. New mind. Peace. Could sleep very well. I was not concerned about my soul anymore. Jesus saved my soul. My daddy got saved about 4 years later, or 5 years later, when I got in the ministry with Rock of Ages. Missionaries from Rock of Ages went to Brazil for a conference, and I invited my daddy to come to the service. By that time, I was interpreting from English to Portuguese. My daddy sat the first pew, and he heard the gospel being preached, and he came to the altar and got Jesus in his heart also. 20 days later, he passed away and went to heaven. So God has been wonderful. Amazing grace. His grace is wonderful. Amazing grace. Preciosa graça que salvou um pária como eu. A graça trouxe grande alegria aí para estar por entre riscos, lutas mil, cheguei enfim ao lar. A graça trouxe grande alegria aí para estar. Praise God, 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 praise God. It is finished. Are you saved tonight? If you die today, are you 100% sure that you are going to heaven? Do you have peace in your heart that if Jesus comes back or if you die, are you going to heaven? I'm not asking if you are a Baptist, if you are a religious. I'm asking you if you are saved, if you are 100% sure that if you die, you are going to heaven. Oh, probably you are thinking, oh, pastor, oh, missionary, I have been going to the church every Sunday. I have been baptized. I do some good works. I'm not a bad person. No, it's only by the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus died for you. It's a gift of God. It's by grace. And if you call upon His name, you'll be saved. I was preaching few weeks ago in a church, was giving my testimony that I did not have peace about my salvation. And how the Lord convicted my soul, how the Lord showed me that He died for me. And a man with 62, brother, 67 years old, that church never had a person getting saved in the last 19 years. And that man, 67 years old, he came forward and he bowed his knees here by himself. And he stood up and he said, I did not have peace for many years. And now I got Jesus Christ in my heart. And now I am saved. I am a child of God. I have peace in my heart. You know why? Because it is finished. Jesus died for everybody. We don't have time to go all over the message. But anyway, let's pray. And then I'll show the video. Or Brother Michael, the pastor, will come. Do this part, and after we'll just show a little video. Lord, I ask you to bless this dear church. Thank you for them, for their patience. I ask you to bless, oh Lord. If somebody is not saved, I ask you to bless the Holy Spirit to convict that heart. Only the Holy Spirit can convict that heart. Please, Lord, don't give... only you can give peace, but Holy Spirit, convict that heart if they are not saved. In Jesus' name we pray and thank you for. Amen.